Westlock. The RF Staples Thunderbirds senior boys volleyball team earned a bronze medal at their home tournament September 22-23, defeating a team from Camrose in a hard-fought 3 sets. The tournament featured 10 boys teams and 9 girls teams, with matches split between the two gymnasiums at RF Staples School and the Westlock Rotary Spirit Center. "This was a good weekend. We had lots of teams, and the kids enjoyed the tournament," said T-Birds coach Aaron Graff. "We set some goals, and we met a couple of them. We'll keep pushing to meet the rest of them." The RF boys finished fourth in their pool of 5 after the round robin, scoring wins against PCHS Edson in 2 sets, 25-14, 25-15, and OLMP Camrose in 3 sets, 20-25, 25-15 and 15-8. They lost their matches against Holy Rosary from Lloydminster in 2 sets, 14-25, 16-25, and St. Albert Catholic High School in 2, 23-25, 19-25. They went on to defeat Roland Michener Secondary School from Slave Lake in the first playoff round before being matched against the St. Mary boys in the quarterfinal. While the first match saw the RF boys notch a straightforward victory, the second set turned out to be a 27-25 barnburner, with both teams struggling to take the lead at the very end. "It's very awesome to see St. Mary's and Westlock fill an entire gym and have a competitive game," said Graff, adding that match could have gone either way. In the semifinal, the RF boys went up against St. Albert, who had defeated them in the round robin, with Westlock falling in 2 sets, 25-27 and 15-25. That just left the bronze medal match with OLMP Camrose, which went to 3 sets. Despite a last-minute rally from their opponents, the T-Birds won the third set 15-9. This was the boys' third tournament of the year, as they started out with a roughly middle-place finish at the University of Alberta tournament on September 8-9. They also played a tournament in Spruce Grove where they lost in the consolation final against Barrhead Composite High School. Senior girls. The T-Bird senior girls had a very similar trajectory at this weekend's tournament, ultimately ending up in the bronze medal match. The girls did a little better than the boys in the round robin, earning third place in their pool of 5. They won in 2 straight against Edson, 25-15, 25-20, and against St. Albert in 3, 15-25, 25-23, 15-10, but fell in 3 sets each to OLMP from Camrose, 19-25, 25-22, 14-16, and Holy Rosary Lloydminster, 17-25, 25-22, 15-17. With a bye into the quarterfinals, the RF girls downed Barrhead Composite High School before moving on to face Lloydminster in the semifinals. "Sadly," said coach Leanne Hupperts, "their second game with Holy Rosary wasn't as close, and they were downed in 2 straight sets. That put Westlock up against St. Albert in the bronze medal match. Despite beating them in the round robin, this time Westlock's opponents were able to eke out a win in 3 sets. Hupperts pointed out how competitive their side of the tournament was, as all 4 teams in their pool ended up in the semifinals. Even so, the RF girls never had a lopsided loss all weekend. "A lot of our matches went to 3 sets, she said. The Westlock tournament was not the RF girls' first action of the year, as they placed 7th out of 32 teams at a season opener tournament hosted by the University of Alberta on September 8-9. The girls placed first in their pool against St. Alberta Catholic, Jasper Place and Strathmore, then went on to Division 1. She said this was the first time she can recall the RF girls ranking higher than Tier 3 or 4. "We are coming along. We have high hopes for this year," Hupperts said. Kevin Berger, TownandCountryToday.com.